Appendix D. AWPSE helps users. In general, AWPSE is in effect a robot residing in a website that may be programmed to enter data into such website's database and or computer and create, distribute, and maintain documents, databases, work products, etc., with simultaneous access thereto by multiple users / locations with viewing and or data controllability. All documents, work products, etc., may be transmitted as emails. The reader should read Chapter 1 to understand the motivations for AWPSE to provide a better and cheaper product or service in a fair manner. Every effort has been made to maximize the usefulness of such work products and effectively eliminate any user liability. Each work product, A, asserts that the actuary is a fiduciary with respect to such work product, and B, contains a link to a PDF of the actuary's Lloyd's E&O declarations page. Each of the following entities will find ways by which AWPSE may be used to help it in a practical way. Accountant, actuary, attorney, COBRA administrator, HMO, insurer, intermediary, that is MGU, personnel, plan sponsor, practitioner, that is broker, consultant, risk manager, and TPA. All of the entities will find Appendix B, employer database, useful in some significant way or ways. Accountant. The accountant might consider A, offering a risk actuarial dimension to its clients, as do many of the larger accountants. B, using AWPSE to expand its auditing capabilities in risk-related areas. C, using AWPSE for internal purposes only. And D, expanding this service and reducing operating costs. The added professional dimension will upgrade the stature of the accountant and may help with client retention. Where the work product is custom designed for the accountant, the requisite programming may be provided by the software development firm affiliated with AWPSE. Actuary. The actuary might use AWPSE in these ways and for these reasons. A. The actuary, with a casualty or pension specialty, wishes to meet the needs of a client requesting a health work product. B. The actuary wishes to dominate in the 1. consulting and the 2. data management area, but looks to AWPSE for the computations thereof, similar to published tables of values. C. Use AWPSE as an added professional service that might help in client retention. And D. The actuary may use AWPSE for internal purposes only, and E, to reduce operating costs. It is also likely that the actuary may not have the computer capability to provide those work products that involve the more complicated techniques, such as Monte Carlo. The actuary may also wish to consider leasing or relabeling. AWPSE is available for custom programming. The actuary executing the work product will always retain the duty to edit the entered data. Attorney. The attorney may find AWPSE useful in these ways. A. Providing work products that may be suitable as items of evidence in either 1. Developing or 2. Presenting litigation. B. Serving a client in confirming or challenging the decisions of others. C. Computing the IRS 1099 form reportable amounts that result from either 1. Discriminatory or 2. Self-employed benefits. Or D. Using AWPSE for internal purposes only. AWPSE is available for custom programming in this area as well. COBRA Administrator. AWPSE may be helpful to the COBRA Administrator in these ways. A, producing actuarially determined COBRA premium as part of its services. B, broadening its scope of services to include risk and actuarial dimensions. C, offering specially designed work products using its captured employer database. And D, using AWPSE for internal purposes only. AWP, again, is available for custom programming in this area. Health Maintenance Organization, or HMO. The AWPSE work products may help the HMO in these ways. A, produce claim reserves with greater frequency that is normal, that is monthly. B, quantify funding levels, stop-loss terms, COBRA premiums, statistical ranges of estimated claims, Medicare Part D benefits, and forms such as these. C, use employer database to provide risk management consulting using specially programmed work products. And D, for internal purposes only. Human Resource Consultant. Such consultant would find AWPSE helpful in these ways. A, determining the relative value of different healthcare plan benefit designs using Monte Carlo, for instance. B, offering advice with respect to Medicare Part D, particularly as to the subsidy versus wraparound issue. C, providing custom programmed work products that deal with such topics as 1, fringe benefits, 2, payroll and pay scale matters, and 3, employee handbooks, and D, for internal use only. Insurer. The discerning insurer may see that regardless of the wide range of actuarial talent available to either internally or externally, or both, having the menu of work products so accessible will at times prove to be advantageous, if only for an independent computation. Then, too, the insurer may see fit to pursue the concept of an employer database and perfect its underwriting practices. Typically, the insurer will wish to rely on its own work products, necessitating custom programming. Such may be provided by AWPSE if requested. The insurer may also wish to use AWPSE for internal purposes only. Intermediary. Almost all of the work products, be they actuarial or administrative, can or should be of use and value to the intermediary. The new underwriting work products that promote the new candidate benefits for self-funding may well be of great interest to the intermediary. Such intermediary may wish to have some work products custom programmed to meet its unique needs. If so, AWPSE can serve these programming needs. As with the other users, the AWPSE provided work products might be limited to internal purposes only. Plan sponsor. The plan sponsor, as represented by its attorney, risk manager, HR manager, and financial officer, will likely have an interest in some or perhaps all of the work products cited. The two major areas of interest are these: A, confirming, backstopping, correcting, and auditing the work provided by its vendors, and B, using the numerous risk-related work products to perform a small employer version of the Sarbanes-Oxley ERM disciplines. To these ends, the plan sponsor may request AWPSE to create custom-programmed work products. The plan sponsor may limits its use of the work products to internal purposes only. Practitioner. It is reasonable to group the consultant, broker, and risk manager together because they have so much in common. A, they generally prefer to exercise needful control over a small block of business. And B, they generally dominate the plan in a broad range of services and activities. That said, each such practitioner will find it useful and expedient to a user for all of the work products set forth on the AWPSE menu. This would particularly include the administrative work products and also those that might be custom programmed for such practitioner. There typically is a natural affinity between the practitioner and risk-related topics. Third-party administrator, or TPA. The TPA is a natural user of the AWPSE work products. A. It has a favored position with the plan sponsor. B. It has a natural proclivity to risk-related matters. C. It is in most instances a fiduciary to the plan. D. It has a meaningful interest and involvement with new self-funded benefits, that is LTD, death benefits. E. It will grasp and properly apply the newer concept of cybernetics, information technology, etc. And F. Will predictably be strong players in healthcare plans after the health reform is in place. It is anticipated that TPAs will seek a variety of administrative work products customized to fit their needs. The TPA, as with other users, might elect to use the AWPSE work products for internal purposes only. This concludes Appendix D.